Hey
there, Hank. This your girl Dominique LeBlue. I am so glad you are on Anchor. Now I can listen to you while I drive. Anyways, much success. See you around. Bye.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? I'm gonna put a little bell outside that door so y'all can ring it, so I can be ready for you come in here sneaking up on me. But anyway, you know who it is. It's your boy, Big Tank. Hank, coming at you with another video stream thingy, my bob. You know, it's live, but it's not live, but it's still gonna be worth your while. Big Tank Hank's wild about herps. You know what I'm saying? Hey, on this here show, we got a young man that's living the dream right now, living the dream. As a lot of us herp lovers, you know, might attest to, at some point in time in your life, you might want to get into this thing. I'm going to bring him up. He owns his own shop. You know what I'm saying? When I say he's just living the dream, I'm going to let him explain this all to you himself. Y-O two times. Yo, two times. That's what he goes by. And I'm going to let him explain what that means. Let's bring him up. Oh, man.
Yo, yo.
It was trying to malfunction on him.
Oh, no, man. We can't have that.
What's happening, man? I told him, I said, I'm bringing up Y-O two times.
Oh, yeah.
I broke that aspect down to it, so you can explain to him what that actually means.
Okay, so so you can either say yo two times or yo-yo, Y-O-X-2. I mean, it's all acceptable, but it's really pronounced yo-yo, yeah, because the yo times two. So it started out as actually Y-O-Y-O when I was just starting out in 2015, making clothes. And it stands for You're Only Young Once. So it was something that my mom just always told me because I was, you know, being a knucklehead. And she's like, you're only young once, so you better do something, you know, with your life. And
amen.
That stuck with me. And I was like, okay, well, let me do something kind of different. And at the time, 2015, like I was, out of my peers, I was the only one making clothes and everything. And really looked into buying this Cricut machine. And like, I just thought it was like the greatest thing on earth. And yeah, I just started researching and learning, and everything was self-taught. Then it just went from there. So now we here to Yo-Yo Reptiles. So at first it was Yo-Yo Apparel, which I still have that company, and my brother is running it back home in Maryland. But yeah, I had to leave Maryland to come here and discover new ground for the company. So that's what I'm doing here while he's taking over back home.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan already, 1983.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Most definitely. Hey, so give them a little idea of where you came from as far as the hobby, reptiles. Okay. How long you been interested, where you started to get to where you are now?
Okay, honestly, back in 2020, I received a turtle named Frankie. And that's probably where it started at. There's a little small red-eared slider named Frankie. And then I think I bought a tank for him. I thought I was like this big reptile keeper just having a turtle. And then COVID happened, and then everything was shut down. I saved my money from work and went and bought a ball python because I've always wanted one, but mom always told me no. So I bought a ball python from Petco, and then from there, I started researching on YouTube how to handle your ball python, or you know, like how to feed it and stuff like that. And then I started coming to all these other reptile enthusiasts on YouTube. And then, I mean, it just went on from there. I started seeing all these different morphs and colors of reptiles. And I was like, man,
this is that'll get you.
Yeah, I was like, this is what people, they got this in their house. I was like, yeah, I was like, okay, well. And all of this happened while I was still in Maryland. Like, actually around this time, where we at, May? Yeah, around this time in 2020. So this was around the time that I was figuring out what I wanted to do, because I was still working at FedEx. I was there for 10 years. And then, yeah, I mean, in August, we moved from Maryland to Texas. And then from Texas, with my animals, we brought all our animals to Texas, and pretty much I had to sell some of them just to get started. Then I created a Morph Market account, and then started going to expos and meeting different vendors and everything, and networking, and just applying that pressure with the clothing brand to the reptiles. Like, as far as the marketing go, just being creative, branding everything, like making my own substrate and putting my name on a lot of different stuff and just being original. All of that stuff just came with it. It overflowed into the creativity overflowed into the reptiles. But I mean, I've always been into reptiles though, somewhat. I mean, I've had frogs all my life, turtles and frogs and fish all my life. But my mom would never let me get a snake. And now I got her even watching. With me having a store and getting into reptiles now, I got her even sending me photos and you know, videos of Jay Prehistoric and all these different just reptile YouTubers, man. Like, she's into it now. Like, I show her what I'm doing, and she like it.
Well, definitely. Hey, that'd be your biggest fan. It's always mama.
Yeah, her and my dad, actually. My dad had a albino ball python back when I was young, which I can actually remember a little bit. But that's what made me want to get into the albino ball python. One second. This is... Yo. What's up, man? Okay. Sorry about that.
No, you good. You good.
Ty is at FedEx picking up our new arrivals for the day, for the weekend. But yeah, that's
albino python.
Yeah, albino ball python. I love them. That's a big thing for me. I even got it painted on my wall.
I don't know if you can see it. Yeah, right there.
Oh, yeah, we can see it.
So that's just part of the wall, though. But Ty, he finished the wall, like, last week. That's a big deal. I've been wanting that wall piece for a long time. So when people come in, they can take a picture right in front of the wall, and then they can, you know.
Okay. Most definitely.
It's just a lot that came with it. Just all the YouTubing and research and I can't even say I'm self-taught, because I learned from a lot of different people. In some ways, I am self-taught with caring for the animals. I guess you can say I was like a sponge, you know, just going on YouTube, looking at everybody's stuff, the way that they keep stuff, and the way that they're where they clean and breathe and all the, like, I was just gathering information from every source of, you know, all the resources, and just combining it all and using it. That's what I do here at the shop.
Gotcha.
Everybody's, you know, stuff.
Done deal. Now, what exactly do you provide animal wise and hardscape and, you know, and dry goods.
Okay. So I work with ZooMed, and ZooMed and Zilla. So I got a lot of their products in here. Animal wise, I carry a wide range of animals, like from leopard geckos, ball pythons, different species of lizards, as in actually uromastics and bearded dragons are top sellers right now. Different species of monitors. We got some big snakes in here. A legless lizard, which is, he's mine. I've tried to sell him for a long time, but nobody wanted him, so we ended up keeping him. Different chameleons and frogs and tarantulas, all the invertebrates and stuff, crocodilians. It gets crazy in here.
Okay.
If we got one, we should still be on by the time Ty get it. I'll show you one of the crocodilians that came in today.
Okay, done deal. That's cool. Now, what made you say, I want a storefront and sell herbs?
Because at first, I had it, when I first got to Texas, when I first arrived here, I want to say like maybe a month or two after I decided that the clothing just wasn't going to be it here. Because I was going hard. I was like, man, I'm about to have the best clothing shop here in Waco, Texas. And that just did not work out at all. It ended up being now the best reptile store in Waco, Texas, which I think I'm the only reptile store now, and the first black-owned reptile store in Waco, Texas ever. So that's I made history there. I didn't want to meet people anymore. Like, I was meeting people. I had my living room set up as, you know, a small pet store. And I just didn't want to go out and meet people and people come to my house and stuff. I didn't want that anymore. So I was like, I just want to take all of this out and put it into a store where people can actually just come and look and take their time. Because sometimes I would rush people, like, because that's my space in my house.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wouldn't want to take that drive to go and meet somebody like an hour or two away, which I've done, and made sure I made enough money to cover gas, you know, and just make sure the car is good. But I just got tired of that. But I still kept shipping reptiles though. And I think that's really how it started. Being on Morph Market, building up my reputation, shipping animals, and having good quality animals. So I got my storefront last year in February. Yeah, so last February I got my first storefront. And then in June, I moved into this facility. Yeah, this is my own building. Because at first I was in a building with a whole bunch of different office spaces and stuff. And I lied to you not, the store was probably like this, the size of this little office. And I outgrew that space in like maybe 2-3 months. And then I got offered this building by the same property manager. And I would always bugger. I'm like, man, dude, I need more space. And this opportunity finally came up, which is just the next building over. So I didn't lose any customers, or they couldn't find, like, I'm right here in my own building. So I'm still on the same street and everything. Ever since June will make it a year that I've been in this location, this building.
Gotcha. So what is your future endeavors is in? Are you going to try to maybe breed some of your own stock?
Yeah, so I did that actually last year. I produced some bananas and some normal ball pythons last year. And that was a goal that I came out here with, actually. I wanted to produce, because I seen Brian Barshak always cutting eggs and stuff, and all these people cutting eggs on YouTube. And I was like, I want to cut some eggs. I just want to experience it. And which came to me not even cutting the eggs because they pipped out. They pipped when they just came all the way out. So I wasn't even able to cut them. But, you know, I produced them. But it was still cool, though. I mean, cutting the eggs, it's kind of overrated. I mean, but to see them pip and come out the egg is,
yeah.
It was kind of a better feeling for me.
Yeah, we forget, looking at all the videos, that snakes do this naturally.
Yeah. And it was amazing, man. Like, to see it, because they were actually incubating at a buddy's house. And because he breeds reticulated pythons. So he had put them in his incubator. And I know he was tired of me because I was bugging him within that 40 to 50 day mark. I was hitting him up like every 2 days. Hey, man, they pipping yet? He's like, no, man, I'll let you know when they come out. And then that one day, I finally get it off my mind. He FaceTimes me and say, dude, come get your snakes. They out. I was hyped.
Man, look, I have a red-eyed tree frog.
Oh, yeah?
I'm really interested in seeing the whole process with the ball pythons. Man, my wife ain't trying. She don't want to see those snakes when I'm watching videos. So, see, I want to have a snake in the house.
That's a big goal of mine also. I want to include that here at the shop for people to come and see. I want to have it on display. You know, people, or at least have it something like how Mike Wilbanks is doing. He's a big person I look up to, because that's where I bought my first albino ball python from. And I actually met him at Arlington at the NARBC last year.
Gotcha.
But yeah, what he does is at his facility, he has a spot where he just incubate eggs, and the public that comes to his store, they see the whole process of it. And even on YouTube, he has a spot where he has a place in his facility where eggs are incubating, and he has a live stream. Has it on live stream just to watch the eggs pip and come all the, you know, the snakes come out. So gotcha. That's something that I want to have here on one of the TVs inside of either the sales floor or the showroom, just to show everyone the eggs, you know, the snakes coming out. So I think that'd be like really cool, like, because people that'll bring people in, like they'll come in to check, oh, did they come out yet? That'll bring people, all the kids will love it.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I agree, and it'll be a whole bunch of adults that'll love it too. You'll have more adults harassing you.
Yeah, so that's what I'm gonna do. Like, even on Instagram, like, I may even go live, you know, when it happens again, just so that people can see the actual, you know, live, see it happening, like, see what they do, see them cut the egg and see them come out and stuff. You know what I mean?
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. Man, what kind of big snakes you got at your shop?
I just have two retics right now. Two, anywhere between 12 to 15 feet long.
Ooh, man.
Yeah, they some big girls.
For sale?
No, they breeders.
Okay.
Yeah, they here for the long run. Then I actually have some more reticulated pythons that I'm raising up. Slick, she's about 7 feet now. Then I got a platinum tiger female she has one eye. She came to me with one eye. She's beautiful. She's about, I want to say she's probably about 10 feet. Maybe pushing 10. Then I got a male mocha, no, a male platinum. He's about the same length, like 10 feet. So, I got some big snakes here, man.
Okay. Yeah, I'm all about the
bait. They are friendly, too.
Yeah, I'm all about it. Say it again.
Except for the real big ones. The real big ones is not that friendly yet.
Okay, gotcha.
Still working with them.
Yeah, man. A snake what? That big, and if it has its own mind, that's a whole nother.
Oh, yeah. Give me 1 second. Got left my guy in.
Gotcha. Yeah, man, y'all, this is very, very interesting. I'm enamored by what this young man is doing. It's just crazy to see somebody just take the step, you know what I'm saying, get out there, take a chance and do it. Because nowadays, back in the day, you know, our old school, you know, our old heads, as they say, grandparents and stuff, back then, you were taught, step out there and get it done. Whereas, you know what I'm saying? We're not taught that anymore. We don't just take that step out there and get it done like that anymore. We, you know, we're so afraid. And as the generations go forward, it's getting even worse. So we need to reclaim our youth, man. Reclaim them. You know, it's getting so bad out there right now. You know, they're going to amount to nothing. And it'll be our fault. Literally. We can't blame no president nowhere. It's our fault. Reclaim the youth, people. Go out there and pull them back in, man. Pull them back in. I stay on my youngsters' heads over here. All right, hey, what you got there?
We got a little Crocodilian, man. Smooth Front Cayman.
Y'all got it right here, live on screen. I got the exclusive. Oh, man. Like them spots running along the jaw there. Just coming in. Oh!
No, we got to catch them a lot. So, they good. And he's nice and chunky, too. This is a nice, chunky one, too.
Gotcha.
You see, he's trying to bite me.
Yeah, I had a few dwarf caimans back in my day.
Man, I've dealt with so many of these things, man. Like, people are now like, how do you not get bit? That's because I've gotten bitten a lot of times.
Yeah, that'll do it. Experience, yes, that'll do it every time. Most definitely.
And now, Ty, my boy, he deals with them with no problem now, too.
That's like
something that it has to be learned, you know, learned here. You have to know how to deal with these crocodiles. Like, it's like an initiation. You got to get bit.
Ooh.
Crocodile to work here.
Man, look, I'm here. I used to ride bulls back in the day. Now, you have these real thick leather gloves, you know, you wear on your riding hand. I mean, super thick. So thick, in order to use them, you have to put slits in the knuckle area so you can actually close your hand up. Now, I had a dwarf caiman at the time. So, he had little bitty teeth. So, I'm telling myself, well, the teeth not long enough to go all the way through the glove. I want to see what this bite feels like.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Man. And I'm here to tell you. Without the teeth coming all the way through, the pressure is crazy. I can just imagine. I can just imagine the teeth catching you. Nice.
Samboa.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, they just like monitors, man. Like when the more you move, like the pressure, it's like it locks down on it. You know what I mean? Like it keeps getting tighter and tighter. With those crocodile bites.
Man, I only did it one time, though.
That's all it takes. All it takes is one time.
So, in shop, what does the price look like on a little monitor, little gator like that, and the sand boa?
So, crocodiles, you're looking at like... you got two species of caiman. So you got smooth fronts, and then you got the couvres. So the couvres run a little more because they stay smaller. But they all still grow the same rate. You know, it's still got the same growth rate, which is like 3 inches a year. So a smooth front will run you like $400. Couvreurs, depending on around how frequent I can get them in, between 475 and like 550, something like that.
Gotcha.
But right now they all on sale right now, so you can get a smooth front for like 380 plus shipping, and one of the couvreurs 450 plus shipping.
Okay. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I believe in you. Especially if you got a store and you're on here with me, hey, while we're on here, let people know.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah, I believe in it, man. How does that feel, man, at the beginning of the day, you know, when you got your key and you open your door, man? Just how does that feel, you know?
It feels really good. Knowing I come in here and check on all the animals, it feels good. And just, especially when it's new inventory, new arrivals day, it's real.
Yeah,
fun.
Right. Yeah, right. Oh.
But yeah, it still feels unreal some days. But for the most part, it's a good feeling, real good.
That unrealness, hey man, we look forward to things like that, man. Like, I'm telling you, we all have these dreams, and I mean, I don't care what somebody says, you are really, truly a different type of person if at some point in time in your life you didn't say, I want something that's my own. I want to be able to have something that I can move forward myself. I mean, they exist, I'm pretty sure. But as a human being, the majority of us, there's something in life that you want to accomplish like that, man, and just to see it, you know what I'm saying? I
to
love
it happen, you know what I mean? For you to put the energy and all the time, and actually put your faith in God, you know what I mean? Like it for it to happen, it just makes you want to do right, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to mess it up, you don't want to put the blessing up,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is really helping me just stay on the right path and stay on the good foot. Like, I know a lot of people that always, like, when things happen here, a lot of people always say, man, if that was my shop, I would have did this, or I would have did that, or maybe that's why you don't have one, because you've been tested already, and you're not ready for it.
Yes, most definitely.
So,
most definitely.
Yeah, a lot of people see some things that I do and just don't understand it, but it's okay. I'm in a situation, and I mean, you're not, and I don't even be trying to say it in like a disrespectful or bragging way, because it's not even me. But sometimes you just gotta let people know, because I mean, these people hearing what they want to hear these days on the internet, because they somewhat got this reputation or this or that. Like, I'm not scared of you. I mean, these other people may be afraid to say what they really feel because you this person or you can do this or that. I'm not afraid. I tell you, like, you know, chill out. Like, back
off. Most definitely. Most definitely. And you know, as scripture tells us, yes, people, I'm very spiritual. Not necessarily religious, but I'm very spiritual. It says, thou shalt not touch mine anointed. No, I'm not going to have church, but that's what the word says. So in that, like you spoke of standing on your faith, that in yourself, you truly set back and stand in that, marinate in that, God won't let them touch you.
Right.
If you're doing what you're supposed to do, yes, we'll be tempted as men, man. You know, if I'm putting my...
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Just lean back. Lean back in it. Marinate.
Yeah.
Let it cover you. Let it cover you.
I mean, like one situation that happened here. People broke into my shop and stole all my snakes. Like the ones I was breeding. And, a lot of people heard of it and stuff and just said what they would have did. And I'm just like, What else can I do but just throw more security in this place and just continue working? I mean, shoot, I built too much for me to give up. And ever since they broke in and sold all the snakes, a lot more blessings have been coming my way because I stood tall and just, I didn't react a certain way or anything. I just, of course it hurt and stuff.
Yeah.
And I still feel it, you know what I mean? But the show must go on though, you know what I mean? So I'm not the only person this happened to in this world. There's a lot more people that then went through a lot harder stuff than me.
Yep.
So I just felt like if I can get through this, you know, them stealing my snakes, I'm not worried about it. I'm not. Let's go.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Another trial, another test. Mm-hmm. Step over. Keep moving.
I was getting a lot of, oh man, I would have just shut the whole place down. Man, I would have quit. I would have just gave up. That's why you're not here. And I don't need that around me. All that mindset of giving up and stuff, I can't have that around me.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Man, look, I'm here to tell you. Just a little bit, a little touch on, like me and this live stream, and I've been doing this for a few years, and I've had situations where I've had over 100 episodes in different ways, shapes, and fashions.
Yeah.
And I may have missed two. And, you know, people, depending on what's going on, hey, man, are you going to stream it? Yes. Hey, man, are you going to? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to give y'all a little insight when you're talking about not quitting. On last week, Wednesday.
Hey, Ty, can you take photos of the new arrivals, please?
Of the what, I'm sorry?
Of the new animals. Outside, can you take photos of them when you finish?
On last week, Wednesday, I had a mini stroke at my jaw. 911, ambulance style, face twisted, people around me, you know, breaking down in the midst of it. Not even in the ambulance yet. You know, I'm cracking little jokes because I can see the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they care about me. I can see them reacting to it. I'm going through it, but I crack a little jokes and then this and they were like, sir, don't stress yourself. And I told one of the nurses, I said, ma'am, there's no panic in me.
Yeah.
I said, there's no panic in me. Get to the hospital, you know, go through my little process. One of my YouTube buddies, I sent him a picture. You know, me in the hospital, you see the EKG stuff and the IV. I take a picture and I'm smiling.
Yeah.
And I sent it to him. He's like, man, what are you doing? You know, you're in the hospital. He live stream. I'm in the chat while I'm, you know, in between tests or whatever. They're like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, man, I said, I've been allowed to see and experience some stuff doing this here YouTube thing for the love.
Yeah.
That I can't explain to you how it makes me feel and what it has done for me. That I don't care what's going on. I feel I have an obligation.
Yeah.
I have an obligation to my creator to just keep moving. You know, if he says, hey, you still here. You don't feel bad. You're not this. I have people that sit 10:30 at night on Friday nights waiting for Big Tank Hank's live stream.
Yeah.
You know, and I show up. People, YouTube don't pay you like that, people. Believe me, they don't pay you like that. But I know these people want to see who I got on, who I brought on for them.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
My thoughts of the day, you know, somebody in the chat going through something and some words of wisdom I might be able to impart on them. If you've been blessed, especially in something that you wanted, you have been put in a position to achieve that. Come on now, y'all. Come on. You got to keep moving. You got to keep moving. You'll know it if you got to sit it down. You'll know, trust me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely... Yeah, man. I got on a soapbox right there. Let me bring myself back up off of that.
Oh, you good. Oh, you good. You good.
Man. Yeah. What you looking at moving forward, man? What you looking at moving forward? What's the next? The next move that's not a behind-the-scenes secret move, you know, one that you can make public, like, you know what I'm saying?
Expand. Maybe a few more maybe like one or two more stores in Texas, maybe. And then find somewhere else to open up a shop, like another state.
Katy, Texas, Katy.
I'm talking about like another state.
Okay, I got you.
But my thing is, I got to be able to have crocodiles. Or if I go to a place and I can only have alligators and no crocodiles, like it has to be either one of those. So I got to have some type of crocodilian or gators at my shop. I have to.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. Did I say it? Katy, Texas? Oh, yeah.
I got you. I'm gonna see what the overhead is looking like.
Yeah, we need some of that out here, man. I was getting some dart frogs, man. And I mean, you may not have this, but just looking at the herp type stores, man, these frogs are being sold. I'm looking for some flies. You know what I'm saying?
With the red eyed tree frogs?
No. I mean, they'll eat them too, but not the little dart frog.
Oh, yeah. I don't carry them, but I can get them. I just haven't had anyone ask for them.
Gotcha. But I was looking for flies just to feed them, man.
And yeah.
I say nowhere. Yeah. Man, Houston got, man, fish stores look like on every corner. They have fish stores like liquor stores.
For real?
Like fish stores. It, man. Everywhere,
you know,
man.
I haven't came out there to, like, just, hang out yet. But I am coming to that expo. When is it? Next weekend?
21st, 22nd. NRG. Yep.
Next weekend? Yeah. I will be there. And I'll be with Gator Poo Gators.
Gotcha. Yeah, he's coming on tonight. Big Tank Hanks. Fishy Den, 10:30. Oh, yeah. Gator Poo Gators.
that's my brother right there, man.
Like, yeah, man. This is the second time on. I was like, hey, bro, you know what time it is. Come on, man, let's do it.
Yeah. I'm gonna go out there and visit his, his new spot and everything.
Yes.
Because he's come here to the shop a few times to pick up crocodilians. But I haven't been to his yet, so. This time when I'm out there at that expo, I'm gonna actually just, make some time to like just go and hang out with him and see what's up. See what he got going on.
He's another one that was for the love. Like, man, hey, let me pull this camera out and boom, there you go.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep.
But that's how it worked, man. That's how it worked. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, that's my boy.
Already. Now, anybody? Well, you said your brother. Do you want to tell about what he's got going on?
In Maryland.
No, with the animals in Dallas.
But
that was a friend. You called a brother.
Yeah. I was just talking about Gator Poo Gators.
No.
Oh, wait. What are you talking about, Clyde? Oh, yeah. That's my. Yeah. Oh yeah, Clyde. I will have to send you his link to his Instagram. Like, but he got some nice stuff.
Cause see, what I was gonna ask was there anybody else in your family or close to you that's doing the same thing? That's the question that was coming.
Oh no, like as far as like my bloodline, like no, nobody.
Okay.
I'm the first one in my family that opened up a reptile store.
Gotcha.
First one in my family to come to Texas and like really open up a shop and just do something kind of good.
Oh, Texas.
I mean, everybody's doing great in my family, but I was like the black sheep. So I was always the one, the aunties and cousins would always call me or see me at the cookouts and stuff. And they knew how I was doing all right, but they're still asking me, how you doing? How your grades doing? When they already knew. Yeah, great.
So why are you trying to make me talk
anyway.
About it?
Yeah, they still ask me anyway. Like, you've already talked with my mom and grandma. Y'all already had a sit down about what Sean is doing. You know what I'm saying? Like how Sean is doing. But now though, all the interviews I've done, like being on the news and all the articles I got that's been done. Now that's the topic of discussion now at all the cookouts and amongst the family now. Oh yeah, Sean is in Texas. He's making a way for himself. He's in the news. He's in the community doing this. He's doing that. He got these animals. His shop is doing good. You know, he's taking care of himself and his family. Like that was the ultimate goal for me coming out here. Like not being successful and selling animals and making a whole bunch of money. It was actually making my parents and my immediate family proud for the first time. And it's going.
That's good, man. And a lot of times, man, and when these youngsters are acting out, there's a seed down there inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit different than maybe somebody else.
Yeah.
And they don't know what it is. They don't recognize it, and it's trying to pull them in a certain direction that's not normal.
You got that
that's
one.
Not what everybody else is doing.
You got that one grandma that sees it, that will always say, whatever you do, man. They don't even talk bad about it with the others. They say, "Oh, he's just a phase. He'll get through it. He got something good inside of him. Don't be so hard on that boy." And
he gonna figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There it is.
I had an auntie, God rest her soul. I had a conversation. The conversation is gonna sound. It's gonna sound.
Volume. Can't hear you.
Can y'all hear me? I had a phone call coming.
Okay.
I had a auntie, you know, she was like, "Boy, you know, you were always thought you were crazy. Or you were the crazy one."
Yeah.
But now I see why. You know, and I mean I knew what she was saying. You know, I knew exactly what she was saying.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm like, she was like, you was always crazy. But now I see why, you know, and I'm proud of you, so on and so forth. And I didn't take it personally, even when she said you was always crazy, because I knew where I was going, you know. But yeah, man, hey, just all we need to do is pay attention to these kids. Like when you was over there talking to your employee when y'all was getting the animals in, I was telling the people about reclaiming our youth, you know, and how you know, nothing today is teaching them about perseverance, being different, stepping out on faith. Nothing is teaching that.
Yeah,
that's our responsibility, and the fact that we're losing them is that's our responsibility. We can't blame no president.
That goes to show, like, everybody is for self. That's what I was talking about before we, you know, got on here. So
yeah,
everybody is for self these days, man. Nobody, you have a good amount of people that are selfless, but the majority of the world is selfish and greedy. They want to take, you know what I mean? But not give back. So
yeah, most definitely.
We try to do that here. You know what I mean? Like, we tell the kids, you know, like, you can do whatever you want to do. You know, you can come back here, you know, when you get older or whatever, and work. You know what I mean? You can learn these animals. You can come here every day if you want to and learn each, sit down with each one of them and learn them.
That's cool. So are you doing those like in school educational type program thing?
Yeah. So we had our first show last week at an elementary school. We're working on our second one. We actually just did a birthday party 2 days ago at a school. It was for a kid's birthday. And it was like a last minute call. Like, they called us the night before, asked us if we could make it out, and we made it. Made it happen the next morning. So that's crazy, you know what I mean? Like, for animals, you to be, I'm not sure how old she was. Hey, Ty, how old was that, the young girl?
Sorry?
How old was the young girl that you did the party for? How old was she turning?
She was turning 4 years old.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, she turned 4 years old. So, for her to have big animals come to her fourth birthday at school with cupcakes, and everything. That's big. You'll remember that one.
Hey, hey, she's the talk. She's the talk of the playground right now. Yeah.
Yep. So we do that, and we also I also have a room dedicated just for my personal collection. That's where it pretty much started. We do the shows on the weekends, Saturday and Sundays. Two shows on Saturdays, one show on Sunday, with all my personal collection. And then it just started to like buzz with different people would come in or look us up and see us interacting like with the crowd and everything. And I guess they thinking that we did private parties. And then we just started doing them. It was, I mean, you know, all we're doing is the same thing, just taking the animals outside. That's all. So it couldn't be that hard. So I was like, yeah, we can do it. Let's go. Let's go.
Man, that's all right, man. That is all right.
Everything is possible, man. Everything.
I see you. I see you stepping, man. I see you stepping.
Maximum effort.
Most definitely, most of I see you stepping, man. Hey, and that's crazy. That's crazy to see these days and times. I'm telling you, but hey,
yeah, man, we just gotta want to do it. That's all. It's nothing. We just gotta want to do it.
Yeah, I like that, man. I like that, man. I really do. Like right now, look, every day I done had a recording every day, right? Mm-hmm. But in the evening, this first morning, when I'm having the little phone slide down. Yeah. This whole time I've been sitting here.
See, you're busy. You're busy man.
Oh man, but hey, just keep moving, man. Hey, the passion is the fuel, and all you have to do is just crank up again the next.
Yep.
Just keep moving, man. So. What do you, because I like to get everybody's feeling on the Lacey Act, man. The Lacey Act, USARC, yeah. The whole nine, man. Well, give me your take, your thoughts on it.
I don't think it should be happening, for one. Also, I'm a pet shop, so obviously, you know, it affects me. I mean, the only thing we can do is just donate, you know what I mean? Like as much as possible so that they can get the lawyers and stuff like that. So, but I mean, yeah, it's crazy, man. Even in Florida right now, like they're going through something I read. Like it's not good at all. I mean, we should be able to keep animals. Like I don't see where this thing came about, man, like why we should have our animals taken from us or we can't do shows anymore or stuff like that. Like all of that would be cut off. Like me taking a snake out randomly and walking somewhere and
froze up a little bit there. All right, but yeah, hey, just if you can hear me, just back out and bring yourself back in. But yeah, I mean, it's this whole legislature thing that's going on. I mean, and yes, who started? Where did it come from? What was the reason? What was the reasoning? I mean, if we're talking on the monetary side, I mean, just like anything else that the states are taxing, they're still doing that. You know, they're still doing that. They're still making the money on it. We've got people always worried about what somebody else is doing in their house. I saw a situation with Russell Wilson, football player, and his wife bought a puppy. PETA and all these people up in arms because they bought the puppy from a puppy breeder. I used to raise dogs back in the day. I mean, I was a responsible, you know, handler and whatnot. That's, you know, that's a different story. Some people aren't. But in this day and time, you focusing on this family buying an animal, saying, oh, they should have went to a pound and adopted. Okay, who says they wanted a mutt? It's their money. They spend it how they want. Now, if you want the puppy peddlers to stop peddling, that's who you focus on. Focus all your energy on all these puppy peddlers. Shut them down. Because what about the puppies that are on the ground right now? Where do they go? Where do they go? You talk everybody into going to the pound and adopting animals. Now, all of those puppies that these peddlers have just made are going to the pound. You still got this overrun of animals. Have you thought that through? Shut down those particular places, those irresponsible breeders. Those animals still have to be taken care of. Those animals still need to be in a loving, respectful home. Focus on that. Not this cancel culture and you jumping on somebody's head about a decision they made in their house. A responsible decision, I might add, in their house. Those same people could actually be donating to those causes because they want to see a change. You could have just attacked somebody who's actually an advocate. But you're not caring, not knowing. You know, it's crazy to me. It is crazy. It is crazy to me. But that's the times we live in. Our focus and our energies is so off nowadays. People, you have to do your real research. You have to think things through before you even open your mouth, before you make any moves. Think things through. You have to. Hold on. Let me pause, y'all. I'm back. He just messaged me through Instagram. He was saying he's not sure what happened. I'll just see if he's going to be able to bring himself back in. But just in case he can, I'm so proud of that young man. This has been a very, very, very eye-opening episode here. What he's got going on over there is so beautiful. Yes, he has a storefront. It's to make money also, but I mean, it's so unselfish. I mean, yes, it's selfless. There we go. You know, things that he's doing, you know what I'm saying, that reaching out for the children, the youngsters, man, educating people. He's being very responsible with these responsibilities that he has been given. And he's being blessed in that. We have to always realize that, people. It says, to whom much is given, much is required. That means you're going to have to put in some work. You want something to be a certain way, you're going to have to actually put in some work. Invest it. Invest that time in it. You know what I'm saying? If you want it to be anything worth its weight, you got to put some time in it. You got to invest that. I think we're going to go ahead. I mean, we're getting close to that hour mark. This has been very good, very good. I think I'm going to go ahead and end this thing. Thank y'all for coming through. You know, Big Tank Hanks Wild About Hearst. Thank y'all for coming through and investing this time in me. Share these out. We can get as many people in here from all different aspects and walks of this herp life. I want to bring them on here and bring them to you. There's a lot of us out there that's in this. And I want us all to know each other, get along with each other, politic, communicate, spend money. I want us all to be able to do this. I always say, tell somebody you love them. Take care of those animals. Peace.